Okay, here we go. We'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are tuned in to Trigger Happy Memories. We are broadcasting live from Amory, Wisconsin on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM, or a lot of our listeners find us on the internet, on their phones or their laptops, and we don't care how you found us. We just want to thank you for supporting us and supporting this station, WPCA Radio. My name is Mike Murtha, and sitting right next to me is Eddie Schmidt. We have been, we're members of the group called Trigger Happy, and we've been doing this radio show for over, into our eighth season, I guess, isn't it, Eddie?
Close, yeah.
Yeah, so we kind of lost track here, but we always feature a guest and from the area. Tonight we have two guests from the group Boondoggle from Roberts. We have Brent Ackley, also from Boondoggle. We have Brent's sister, Dawn Budrow. They will be sharing some music live and some history. And there's a test after this, too, for the history of everything going on here tonight. So pay attention. And they're going to be sharing some stories. And so sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. And we hope that you do, too. And we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Once again, hello everybody, and this is Trigger Happy Memories. We're glad to be here. Eddie, good to see you again. We were together this week a little bit, and it's been a while since I've been in the studio.
It's a welcome back for you from getting home from Arizona.
Yeah, I'd like to thank my probation officer again. Yeah, and all the people that helped. It's just good to be out. I mean, to be here, I guess, to be out. We spent some time in Arizona. And you and Joanne came down and spent some time with us, too.
Played some music.
Yeah, we were in a church in Coolidge and a little garage party for our neighbors. And we did at a big park with, Joe was there with us, too. Road Haven was the name of the park. So we'll go back and talk about some more of that along the way. But I think you saw some of your relatives out there, too, or Joanne's relatives.
Yep, a couple of Joanne's uncles, and then we saw our nephew's daughters. We met them for supper one night, so it was a nice trip. And we went through Denver and met her brother and all of his family and had a nice visit. So, yeah, it was a great trip.
Yeah, it was great to have you out there. It was so fun to have you share some music with us in the church and in the garage and at a park. And so we had a lot of fun. But anyhow, we're going to say hello to our guest tonight. We've got Brent Ackley and his sister, Dawn. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming up here. It's been, it's so fun to share some music with you. And you're from the group Boondoggle. You've been playing for several years in the area.
Several years. We actually started in 2001.
Okay.
October of 2001. Dawn joined us in April of 2002, so that's actually the official start
date. Sure. Yeah. Nice. And some of the early influences with your group, or I should say, going back to prior to that, your influences to play music.
Oh, Trigger Happy, for sure.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'll have to pay him on that.
Yeah, what's that going to cost us in?
No, we do a lot of, obviously, growing up in the 80s, we do a lot of 80s, classic rock, some blues, some country. Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard, the countryside, Eagles, Creedence Clearwater Revival, stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, nice.
I just sing whatever he tells me to.
And you play the piano, I hear.
No.
She uses the drink holder.
Okay.
I play air piano sometimes. Okay. That's my secret, though, so don't spread that around.
You fooled me. How about as a child? I mean, were you playing guitar at a young age? Or I do remember you were going to start playing drums years ago.
Yeah, that didn't pan out very good. Okay. Long story less long. Sixth grade, I was chosen as alternate for the St. Croix County, the St. Croix Valley Boys Choir.
Oh.
And it kind of torqued me off that I was chosen alternate. So I quit singing until like 1994. Mm. I bought my first guitar in 1993 and I started singing then. And my entire all I ever wanted to do was sit around a campfire and play, maybe sing a few songs in church. And then after I got into it a little bit, it's like, boy, it'd sure be cool if somebody asked me to sing for a wedding. You know, and then the flip side of that, of course, is we get asked to sing some funerals and stuff like that. So then a couple years later, I should learn how to play bass because, you know, this is kind of fun. I kind of like making music. And so I bought a bass and an amp, and I was, you know, just kind of learning how to play. And the place I was working at, two of the guys had been in bands before, and one of the guys was talking about they were doing a customer appreciation party. So one of the guys says, I'm going to have to rent a bass and an amp. And I said, you don't have to rent one. Just you can use mine. And he said, well, do you play? And I said, well, not really, but I can try, you know. So we got together, and we played this customer appreciation party, and then one of the guys there was a bass player in a previous band, the drummer, and he showed me a few things and taught me a few things and picked it up a little bit, and we played this customer appreciation party, and the bar owner said, hey, you guys need to come play New Year's Eve. So we started a band called Eight Ball in the Side Pockets and played for about 3 years.
Oh, nice.
That's how I got into music.
And how about you, Dawn?
I was actually a lot more active in music, like all through high school, even elementary school. I sang in the choir and played piano and played trombone in the band and sang in the choir and all that. But terrified to sing out in public. So I sang in no group bigger than or smaller than like 30. And then Brent started playing a little bit. And so then it was kind of fun when we'd have campfires or whatever, family reunions, all of that. And we'd sit around and play. And we realized we had some good harmony. And then he hounded me for about 6 months before I would even come to a rehearsal for Boondoggle to sing with him.
Yeah. But,
and then the rest is kind of history. And then somewhere along the way, I got to be not really that scared about singing by myself. And
well, nice.
I don't know what happened there.
Well, we'll come back with some more of those stories. That's what's have you do a song?
All right.
I'll bake you up just a little bit.
Make sure we get
nice blend here.
Perfect. And this is probably one of the first songs that we did together.
Yep.
It's a little Eagles.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss through the trees, down the seven bridges roll. Now I have loved you like a baby, like some lonesome child.
That's a song by the Eagles?
It is by the Eagles, yeah.
Wow.
True story.
Yes. We've got Brent Ackley and Dawn, his sister, Badro from Boondoggle here with us. It's Trigger Happy Memories, and we had a lot of fun just rehearsing some of this. You kept throwing these songs at us. It wasn't a bad one in the bunch, was there, Eddie?
So that's I just kept saying, do them all, do them all.
Do them all, yeah. So Ed says, I should not talk so much tonight, just let them sing. So I think we'll try to do that here. But anyhow, talking about Boondoggle, you're originally from the Roberts area. And you still live in the Roberts area, right? Yeah.
Yep, that's true.
You're St. Croix Central graduates, yep.
Yep.
So, yeah. And some of the guys in your group, Jim Ehlers and Nate, is still with you?
Nate Dahl.
Drums. Yeah, John Wolf. Yeah. So,
guitar.
Yeah. And we had John Wolf and Jim here with us probably our first or second year doing the show. They were up here.
I think so, yep.
If you remember that.
Did Jim tell you the story about his first rehearsal with us?
No.
So a guy by the name of Nick Johnson and I started, you know, it's like, hey, Nick got back from college. He was a music therapist major. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Nick, let's put a band together. We'll do, you know, bar gigs, easy stuff, 3-chord, 4-chord at the most, you know. Just keep it simple. And so we get together at Nick's house one day. And Vicky, Jim's wife, is sitting on the porch. They're talking to Nick's mom. And she's like, hey, if you need another guitar player, call Jim. So we call Jim. He comes the next week, and he's bringing a case of beer with, right? he said, I brought the beer just in case I sucked. At least you'll invite me back for beer. He's been buying me beer ever since.
He has. Well, that's good.
No, he's great. All those guys are just,
they're awesome.
Yeah, they're a lot
awesome
of, yeah,
guys.
It's just a lot of fun to play.
It is.
Well, I think Nate and my son Danny played together for a while.
Yep, yeah, that's true.
Did some nice stuff. Yeah, so do another song.
All right. Judd's?
Sure.
Just want to start it?
Edward.
I don't know. I think you got a little ditty worked out for the beginning.
Oh, go ahead, Ed.
3, 4, 1, 2.
Something they would say and then forget. Did families really is really never going away. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
All right, very nice. I love it. I thought you were going to do that. That's okay. I thought you were going to play a little lick at the end. We were waiting. That's okay. That's okay, Eddie.
I think I'm still on the drugs from the eye surgery today.
You had a little eye surgery today, yes. Yeah. So, but you're making progress. It's been a little battle, but glad you're recovering. And
the fifth one's the ticket.
The fifth one, yeah. For a guy who made glasses for a living.
43 years, and I end up with all these eye surgeries.
So. Well, you're talking about Nick Johnson. He was a good guitar player. Probably still is.
Is, yeah, excellent guitar player.
Yeah. And he...
Yeah, put you up there a little bit.
Yeah. He took lessons from Kevin Loudon.
Okay.
And Kevin is an old friend of ours. Kevin has been here a few times with us. But I remember after hearing Nick, after, you know, a few years, he sounded just like Kevin. He had all Kevin's licks, and he was, just...
He played with Boondoggle for about 2 years, a little over 2 years, and then he moved up to the cities, wanted to do more original stuff, wanted to do a little newer stuff. Mustang Sally just wasn't cutting it for him.
Yeah.
And so then John joined us, so John's been with us for 18 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That long?
So, yeah, it's been a good run. Nate's been 12. I mean, we've had 12 years with the same five people.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic,
right. I think we've been 40 years, but I think him and I are the only two originals left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And we had, like, Joe, my younger brother, was with us for 19 years.
Yeah, I remember
that. Yeah. But anyhow, why don't you sing another song, and we'll do some more talking here.
All right, all right. A little,
Steve Miller Band.
Steve Miller, yeah.
My grandpa, he's 95, and he keeps on dancing, he's still alive. My grandma, she's 92, she loves to dance and to sing some too. I don't know, but I've been told if you keep on dancing, you'll never grow. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on, I'm gonna go out tonight. Dance, 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 dance all night long. Well, I'm a hard-working man, I'm a son of a gun. I've been working all week in the noonday sun. Wood's in the kitchen and the cow's in the barn. I'm all cleaned up and my chores are all done. Take my hand, girl, come along. Let's go out and have some fun. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on. I'm gonna go out tonight. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, 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 dance all night long.
She's a keeper. She's a keeper. I'm telling you.
I hope we're recording this stuff, aren't we, Eddie?
Yes,
we are.
Great tune.
That's the beauty of this show. There's archives of all of our shows for the last 8 years. You can go back on their website. You can find, you know, you might see somebody that, oh, I know that person. Or like when Jim was here, you can go back and just tag those shows and listen to them. So it's been a nice help for the show to do that. But
so our show from tonight, Lou Ann's going to dump that one in tomorrow morning, and so by noon tomorrow, if you go to the website and go to Trigger Happy Memories, this show will be the last one at the, on the list there.
Yeah. So. You'll have to scroll to the bottom, but you'll find it. Yeah. So, anyhow, we're talking, Eddie. You were out in Arizona with us, and we played at Road Haven. It's a big park that we had probably a couple hundred people came out to see us. We had Joe and you and I, and we didn't have, Carl could not get out there. We picked up a drummer out there. His name was Mike Heyer.
Yep.
And we didn't have much for a PA, and this Scott, I don't know Scott's last name, but somebody in the park, he comes up with this really nice PA yep. system for us.
Two nice Bose line arrays.
Yeah, the big, two of them, you know.
Nice.
So it was a lot of fun. It was, and then, we played in church. I was telling you about this trumpet player, this Scott Ludwig. Guy plays trumpet in church, and they have taped organ music, and he plays trumpet to that. How difficult is that? And to make it blend, and he can make it work. We started doing some music there, and I thought, I don't know how this is going to work to have, because I'm playing acoustic. And then Tom and Connie Bow, some friends of ours out there, Tom is a retired dentist guitar player, and his wife Connie were singing. It worked. Scott would just blend this stuff so nice, but then Eddie showed up and played his, brought his steel with him, and so a lot.
Sort of wrench into the whole mix, huh?
Yeah. Get out of here.
It was going so good
until this trumpet player was doing a great job.
Yeah. Yeah, and just having you out there, it was so fun, Eddie, to have you and Joanne come out. And,
yeah, fun to get out that far. I never had been out that far west, at least on a trip, and. Yeah. And to see all the beautiful scenery in the Grand Canyon, and so.
Yeah. Well, my wife, Debbie, was so happy to have you out there, too. And, you know, she said something to me that she says, I don't give her enough privacy. Well, at least that's what she wrote in her diary. So I don't know what that's about. Anyhow. Well, maybe I'll try a song here. This is kind of a different tune for me. I learned this out in Arizona, and I got a chance to play it with at a couple parties, and it's a novelty tune, so bear with me on this one. Eddie, you help me with this a little bit.
You want a little harmony?
Probably not. This one, I would love to have you sing with me, Don, but this one, you'd be embarrassed to sing on this one.
I can't wait to hear it.
I don't know how to even, it's probably a song that's a good lesson song for us men, and so most of the women that I heard this really like this song, so.
Key of C?
Key of C. She said not to buy me flowers or big expensive gifts. She said she doesn't want jewelry. She doesn't need another dress. To show how much I love her, the best way that I found. Make sure when I'm finished, I put the toilet seat down. We've been through counseling to try to see the ways we can improve this thing between us to show you how much I love you. Forget about those getaways. Through many coastal towns. If you wanna say I love you, then put the toilet seat down. 'Cause in the middle of the night, it's cold and it's dark. When I hear my name in vain, I know I haven't done my part. Wants me to support her in the best way that I found. With a gentle hand and a loving touch, I put the toilet seat down. With a gentle hand and a loving touch, ain't that pretty though? I put the toilet seat down. You know, do you want to sing harmony
on
that
good
one?
No, call on the harmony,
I actually heard that song. Brad Paisley wrote that.
Oh.
And I saw something. It was a late night thing. Actually, it was a rerun of something, him on late night. And he's just sitting there with his acoustic guitar, and he starts singing this, you know, she says, not to buy me flowers. It's such a pretty melody.
That's so nice.
And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, it's like, it just hit me. It's like, this is funny. So I got to learn this thing. So, and there's actually more to it than this, but anyhow, I had some fun with that.
You're sparing us that?
Yeah.
That's enough, he says.
You can sing harmony in the second half.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Yes. We were at a party out in Arizona with, it was Jay and Ruth Churchill invited us to a party. They have a beautiful home out there. And Ronnie Holcomb was there. And they're originally from Elmwood, but they've lived in Houston and all over the place. But anyway, there was about six couples, and Ronnie plays guitar. They said, bring your guitar. So I did, and that was the first time I did that song. So anyhow, I hope Ruth and Jay, I hope you're listening, Ronnie and Denise, their wife there. So anyhow, we'll move on to Don. I want to ask you something about, you did some theater work. You were doing theater in...
I did a little theater work.
Yeah. Well, tell us about that. Probably more than a little.
No, actually, only one show. But there's a kind of a funny story with it. My daughter, my oldest daughter, wanted to try out, and one of her friends, and of course, they weren't old enough to drive themselves, so I drove them.
Mm.
And the director said, well, do you sing? And I said, oh, I sing a little bit. And he said, which was true, and he said, well, why don't you try out just to sing in the chorus? Because if she gets in the play, you're going to have to drive her to rehearsals. And I said, oh, all right, I'll do that. And somehow, singing in the chorus went to singing the lead and learning all the lines for the lead. I knew a lot of the music because it was the character of Golda in Fiddler on the Roof. Mm. So I knew a lot of the music in the show, but I didn't know the lines in the show. And we had two, I think we played for 2 weekends, maybe 6 performances. And by the end of the 5th performance, I was banging my head on the table saying, I'll never do this again. Mm. It was so much work, and so much fun, but so much work. But yeah.
A little stressful or not too bad?
Not stressful. Just it's so much memorization.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't dance, so there was a little choreography, and there were costumes, and you had to be on this side and that side.
I bet you did great.
Well, I don't know if I did, but it was fun.
I give you a lot of credit for doing that. That's pretty good, yes.
It's good to stretch yourself like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's for sure.
People throw stuff at you. What did I get into? But then when you're done with it, you think, well... made me learn things that I didn't know I could do. So.
Yeah.
That's true, and I don't ever need to learn them again. It was fun, though. It was a fun group.
What's the chicken wire for? Right. Oh, come on, Blues Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
I thought maybe this got lost in the ditch.
Suppose you guys want to get your steel guitar set up. It's such a great movie.
Yes, it is. Well, do another song.
Right.
So after the Toilet Seat Down song, should we bring it like back on track to a gospel tune?
There you go. Maybe
okay,
get
back.
Yeah.
Do this one?
Yeah.
All right.
So
I'll fly away.
Yeah.
Eddie can kick it off for you.
Yeah. Do it.
G.
Two. I'll fly away.
Yes.
So one of the things we did, obviously, after I started playing guitar, we did play quite a bit in church.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, we still do. We both play. She directs the bell choir, and I get to play in the bell choir. Hmm. And then on the days that the bell choir plays, we do some of the prelude sometimes. We'll do, just pick up a guitar. And then we do special music and stuff, too. So. Yeah.
And I really do play piano then.
You do, huh?
I don't air play that one.
We can roll that piano in out from it's out in the lobby. You want to roll it in here? Is it in tune, Eddie?
No piano.
I tuned it. I brought
you
it.
You did? Yes. Denny Thorson. I'm sure you've done music with him in church.
We grew up. Two houses up from
That's right.
I grew up dancing to the Valley Boys.
Okay. And Denny's been here at least twice with us. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Amazing person.
He is.
For sure.
Yeah. And is he still singing church?
Rarely. Once in a while. I still play a little bit, but it's not nearly as much as he used to be. Not nearly as much as we'd like it to be.
Yeah. And as far, he hasn't lost a thing, I don't think. He just sounds as pure. His voice is still
excellent. Yeah. Still excellent.
Yeah, we get together once in a while at Dave Feierheisen's. And
down at the old galley. Nice.
Oh, at the railroad?
Yeah.
At the railroad.
Have you seen the YouTube on that?
Now they got a...
They got a couple of... Yeah, to plug that. You just go to YouTube. I think it's O'Galley Railroad. And you'll get the story behind they built this whole railroad thing. And
watching them do a track inspection or
whatever. Yeah.
It's amazing.
And Dave has been on our show, too.
Yep.
Who haven't we had yet?
Dave was actually a drummer for us for about a year and a half.
Dave was?
Until he started having some health troubles.
Oh. Yeah. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah. Yeah, so nice. You were talking about that you played in high school band. You played trombone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you play in band?
Nope. I never did.
Nope. Yeah.
Like I said, I bought my first guitar in 1994, and that's when I started playing.
Sure.
I was hanging in a pawn shop. An old Washburn, 12-string Washburn. I said, it was like $100. I think I'm going to buy that and learn how to play guitar. And like I said, my only goal was to sit around a campfire and just, play three or four chords and be, perfect.
Well, this is true family harmony. Seriously, this is it's wonderful to hear.
You sound so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun. We love it.
Oh yeah, no kidding. And you use it to good things. That's the nice part. Let's do another song. Would you guys? We'll do some more talking here. I'll do some more jawing, Eddie.
just let them say.
Okay.
Will ya?
Okay.
Brooks and Dunn.
Yep.
You got an intro on that? Should we just start singing?
I think it's better.
Sun goes down on my side of town. That lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. Run down bar across the railroad tracks. I got a table for two. Way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the lights of a neon moon. If you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Watch your broken dreams dance out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart. She'll come back someday, or I'll be all right, as long as there's light from a neon moon. If you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Watch your broken don't seem to say what I think. This hurt inside of me ain't ever gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Just watch your broken dreams dancing and out of the beams of a neon moon. Just watch your broken dreams dancing and out of the beams of a neon moon. Just watch your broken dreams dancing and out of the beams of a neon moon.
And done. Yes, that's very nice. We were talking about piano playing outside, and we saw Brooks and Dunn's concert years ago. I think I was telling you this outside, but at the finale, which one's the singer?
Ronnie Dunn.
Yeah. Kicks Brooks. They had a piano came up out of the floor, and it was like so cool. All the lights, and we were sitting close enough to see. And he sits down, cowboy hat. The keys never went down on the piano. he was pretending a little bit there.
I press the keys when I do it.
Well, you actually press the keys, but he doesn't plug in, though.
I never plug her into the PA.
So I can press the keys all I want.
It's a good drink holder, though, right?
It is.
Yeah, so we're going to say hello to a few folks here and hope you join in here, too. Fortunately, through the years, we've gotten a few listeners along the way, and they're not all just in Amory. We got Nick and Diane. Some friends of ours out in Santan Valley, Arizona. Tom and Connie Bowe, they're over in the St. Cloud area. Becker, Minnesota, they're friends of ours out in Arizona. Ruth and Jay Churchill, they were in Houston. Now they're in Arizona, and they're also in Minnesota. Ronnie Holcomb and his wife Denise are in Houston, Texas. Tom Klinger, Judith Hansen Jorgensen, Jim Bjorkman, he's from Sunburst, Montana. Putz, our buddy. Dan Wall and Beth. Renee Butler, remember her favorite song, Eddie? Love Bug.
Oh, okay.
She comes out to hear us once in a while. We always have to do Love Bug. Gary McIntyre. You know Gary.
I know Gary.
Didn't you?
Known Gary for years.
Didn't you babysit for his kids?
I babysat his kids, and I worked at the body shop.
Farmer's Body Shop.
Okay, sure.
That goes back a few years.
Yeah.
Shirley Halliburton, Rodney Sather, Teresa from Turtle Lake, Gary Lubick, my wife Debbie, and Dave Feierheisen. So I'll stop at that. Eddie, you got a few there?
You sure you're not done?
I could bring up some more, but I better not.
Well, I don't have my list tonight, so I just got a few I better make sure. I say hi to my wife Joanne and cousin Char in that truck somewhere between Fargo and the Twin Cities. want to say hi to the Darlene and the boys and Tad Late down in Alabama. And let's see. Got to say hi to Denny Marion, my good friend, the steel player down in Chippewa Falls. He listens all the time now.
Nice.
So, but everybody, thanks to everybody that's listening.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. So.
And you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I mean, I would say hi to my wife, of course. You know, she's tuning in tonight to listen. And then I bet she's got the grandkids listening, too. So, hi, Evie. Hi, Gideon. And then, you know, Jenna, my daughter. Who knows?
Nice.
Probably her father-in-law. Oh, and then I probably should say, since you brought up Gary McIntyre, as you guys know, I'm into classic cars
right.
as well. I need to say hi to the Run Amok Motors crew.
Oh.
We'll just leave it at that. They know who they are.
Is that Wednesday?
Thursday morning coffee club.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. We solve all the world's problems. every Thursday morning, we solve all the world's problems, and then by 9 o'clock, we forgot it, so we got to do it again next week.
Got to do it. Yep, sure. Yep. Done.
Well, I better say hello to my husband, Brett, and family. They're listening in tonight. And then since Brent didn't do it, Mom and Dad are listening tonight, too.
Really?
And that's why I'm the favorite child. I always say, hi, Mom and Dad. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Mom, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest, though, so I'm spoiled. I don't have
that's
to say it.
True. True story.
Did your mom and dad play music?
Yeah, actually, both were very musical. Mom comes from a family that sings, and they have beautiful harmony. It's always a fight for who's, you know, Nobody wants to sing melody. That's our biggest problem. Nobody wants to sing melody. Everybody wants to harmonize.
Oh.
And so she came from that and actually recorded a record when they were quite young. And then our dad played viola in the Minnesota Chamber Orchestra.
Really?
For a while.
Your dad
yeah,
did.
So he comes from a very musical family as well. So.
And then grandpa on mom's side was a fiddle player, banjo player, square hands caller.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
All the aunts and uncles play.
Yes.
Well, it comes so pretty natural.
It's fun.
Yeah, family reunions are a lot of fun.
I bet they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. Yes. Bob, maybe you talked about this maybe today, Bob, on our station, but Florian Shmulewski had died today. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, age 97. The Shmulewski brothers.
Yep.
Polka, Good Time Polka?
Fun Time. Shmulewski, Fun Time.
Yeah, he had a TV show, and
yeah.
He was also a Minnesota senator, I believe, wasn't he?
I think he was, years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
Wow. I didn't know he passed.
I just heard that today, but... He had quite a long career.
Well, he was around forever.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
Them guys knew how to set up, too. I was at the Red Rooster one Sunday waiting for them to come, and I thought, boy, are they going to show up? 10 minutes to start time. They walk in, boom, 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 and they started right on time.
They did, huh?
Them guys know how to do the equipment thing. So.
Well, the last few years, it was, I don't know, their kids or grandkids, but we played with them at the show with Dave Dudley. They were on ahead of us.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep, yep.
It was up in somewhere.
Moose Lake, was it?
Yeah, Moose Lake, Minnesota. Yeah. And they were very good. They was just good music. But we can keep talking about... Did you want to do anything?
I want to hear these guys
sing.
Okay,
all right. Do some more music here.
All right. You want to do that Four Non Blondes song that you like?
Yeah.
All right, let's try it. So I wake in the morning and I step outside.
Trigger Happy Memories. We're having a great time. We could go another hour, I think, couldn't we? Bob, what do you think? You up for it?
I think they got enough music to do it. It's great.
Yeah, this is really fun. We got Brent Ackley and Don Budrow from Boondoggle has been with us for better part of an hour. We're winding down here. I'm just going to mention a couple of things. I want you to talk about some of your upcoming dates. We're going to be in Richmond tomorrow, Eddie, at the American Legion from 1 to 3.
Oh, we are? Am I supposed to be there?
Yeah, you're supposed to be there, yes.
Okay, I'll check my calendar. Yeah, that should work.
It's a senior group that hires us every year, a couple times a year. A lot of fun, a lot of good dancers. We're going to be at Mel's Midtowner in May 5th with Swanee. Dave Swanson will be with us. Robert's Park Building from 11 to 1. We like those hours, don't we?
Oh, that's my kind of hours,
yeah,
I'll tell you.
And we're going to be in Deer Park this year, June 29th at the park during their celebration. They have their fireworks. We'll be in New Richmond, Legion again during the celebration in New Richmond. July 13th, the 24th, we'll be in New Richmond. We're in New Richmond a lot, aren't we? The Heritage Center outside from 6:30 to 8. But how about, you want to share some dates there? You got some
we got a few dates coming up kind of in the spring and summer. We got May 23rd, which I believe is a Thursday night, 5 to 8, down in the Waterfront Park in Hudson for the Taste of Hudson. That's going to be a good one, I think. Sure. And then Saturday, June 1st, I think we play 6 to 8 for Good Neighbor Days down in the park.
Oh.
And then we have a street dance coming up in Baldwin at the Hog Pen, kind of out in front of the Hog Pen, right on the main drag there in Main Street, on July 27th from 2 to 6.
Oh.
So some fun things coming up. I'm sure there's more, but those are the ones I can think of off the top of my head. So
2 in the afternoon till 6.
Perfect.
Yeah. I know. No, well, yeah.
2 to 5 would be
up,
better.
We gave up late night gigs. So.
I know. Well, I think our following gave up on them, too. They don't want to be able to, real late either, do they? So.
Yeah. What do you mean a band starts at 9? You want to be in bed by 9:30.
I know it, yes. We may be doing something at the Spring Valley Theater again this fall, so it's in the making. But anyhow, let's do another song. We got about 3-4 minutes. We can do a quick tune here.
A little
Everly
Brothers?
Yeah, Everly. Oh, sure.
Yeah, let's do that. This is also one of the first ones we learned, by the way.
Very first ones.
Yeah.
Well, there goes my baby with someone new. She sure was happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been.
Been a lot of fun. I'm glad you came up. This is this has really been. You and I talked about this last fall.
We did.
Or last, I guess it was late fall. And I said, when I get back from Arizona, you ought to do this. And he said, absolutely. So we're glad you made it here. We want to say some thank yous here to Bob Zonk, who engineered for us again tonight. Luann, who does so much here with at the front. And
thanks to everybody that pledged last week. We had a pretty good pledge week. Over 18,000, was it?
Wow.
18.6.
So
Thank you so much to everybody that pledged and people that listen to this send in stuff.
Well, good.
Some too. So
yeah, like I said, we thank you for supporting us, but supporting WPCA is so important to keep this going. Bill Klopp, I caught his show yesterday. He does a great job here.
Yeah.
We thank him for all the nice plugs he gives our show too. So, and again, thank you to our guests, Don and Brent. And would I please come back? It'd be fun to do some more music together with you. So
watch for Boondoggle. Go out and see him, folks.
All right.